Yo, what's up, guys? It is the Big Kahuna, Chris Amoah, and let's touch on something that is straight up on another level that I don't even think personally should be addressed, but let's get on it. Let's talk about smoking weed in front of your kids. Let's do it. So, since the 90s or the 80s, California has been okayed for the distribution of marijuana. As we all know that they are even financially stable enough off of the benefits of marijuana to even be declared their own country in survival rating. That's right, they can be a-okay by themselves without anyone else. And since this turn of events has happened, the entire world has taken on marijuana in a whole new perspective. With it being legal, people are literally smoking outside, in their bathtubs, in their bedrooms, in the park, in the parking lot, at the zoo, next to your neighbor. People are lighting up chronic everywhere. And this is not just in Colorado, in LA. This is all over the USA. So let's talk about smoking weed in front of your kids, because it is becoming a popular thing I'm seeing. And guys, I'm just gonna be flat out about it and tell you the honest truth. I don't do it. I have not done it. There is one time where I was in the midst of doing it. My daughter was around and I was smoking a blunt and I didn't realize I was smoking in front of her. And next thing I knew, my daughter was saying she was hungry and thirsty, and I was like, oh shit. So first of all, let's cut this whole marijuana does not have effect on kids. If you smoke it around them, just makes them sleepy. That is a bull dog lie. Fucking lie. If you smoke in front of your kids, they're going to get the same effect that any other person would get when you smoke in front of them. They're going to get a contact high, meaning their eyes are going to get red. They're going to get kind of sleepy, dizzy, hungry, and tired. And guess what else, man? You are ruining your kids' brain cells by also giving them the same effects you are getting, and the same effects that you get, your kids can get. So just imagine if you're tweaking out, you're paranoid for some really, really good green, and then the contact high goes to your kid. Well, now your kid is freaking out, paranoid, and you think that your kid is just crying because they're sleepy or hungry. No, your kid is crying because they think they seen something crawl on the wall and it's freaked the shit out of them. Hey man, I can't even believe this topic came up, but it is just a thumbs down, no brainer. Do not smoke marijuana in front of your kids. I don't give a fuck what state you're in. The bottom line is that you should not be doing it. There should be a stronger regulation on marijuana, but once you do receive it, they do give you some guidelines, but not once and not in one city or state do they tell you, do not light it in front of your kids. And that is crazy. Now, I am all for the use of marijuana. I use it, and also I think that other people should use it. If you have pains, if you have schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, ADD, restless leg syndrome, I mean, there's so many things you can treat it for. Get treated with marijuana on those things. If you're someone who just doesn't smoke and you have, I don't know, maybe stress, high blood pressure, anxiety, smoke marijuana. It is okay. You need it. It is good for you. But I am telling you guys, it is a firm foot on the whole smoking weed in front of your kids things. It's a no-no. I watched once my cousin smoke a couple blunts with his girlfriend in front of their kids, and their kids ain't been the fucking same. You know, 5-6 years from now, you know, from then now, their kids are, you know, a little bit loopy. You know, they don't read too well, you know, and they're not very energetic. And it just seems like they're always fucking high. It seems like their kids are always fucking high. So I'm telling you, man, it does have an effect. So smoking around the kids, no brainer. Don't do it. Hey, guys, it is Chris Amoah, the Big Kahuna. Thanks for tuning in again to the Chris Amoah Show. And as always, Amoah knows.